Hi, my name is Scott Anderson. Talk to me, no matter what you feel, it'll all be alright if you talk to me. Welcome to my podcast, first one of August 2022, otherwise known as the season in Washington, D.C., when even the concrete tries to get inside because it's hot. Well, you know, could be worse, I suppose. Interesting. In the last 7 days, my poor dog and I have taken an end-of-day walk all 7 days, and six or five of those days we got wet because of rain. So, yeah. I didn't get wet. I had an umbrella, but my dog got wet, and he does not like to get wet. There's much complaining when he gets wet, so it's one of those situations where it's best that he doesn't get wet or, you know, they'll be complaining. Anyway, welcome to my August podcast as we head through the last official month of summer, although September is usually hot in the D.C. area, so I guess technically there's 2 months of summer left. By October, you know, the days get shorter, and boy, oh boy, oh boy, does it get cold fast, which I like. I much prefer being outside and walking outside when it's really cold. Plus, fall means football, fall means basketball, fall means apples, right? I am my father's son. My father was a huge fan of apples. At one point, he and I planted 130 apple trees on his mini farm in Bloomington, Indiana. Well, actually, technically, it was in Kirksville, Indiana. But it was a wonderful and delightful mini farm, and 135 apple trees takes a while to plant. Basically, what that meant is we dug 135 holes and put 135 trees in. Now, they weren't all apple trees. We had four different kinds of apples. We had pears. We had walnuts. We had pecans. And then several other fruit trees that are native to our band. You have to look at the band in the U.S. that you're in, temperate-wise. And those are the fruit, you know, trees and bushes that will grow. We also planted blueberries, grapes, and a bunch of other stuff along the back wall, well away from the apple trees. And then Dad actually had honeybees for a while. Unfortunately, the hive found a better location than the hive Dad had, so they left. But, you know, for a while we had bees, which, you know, was interesting, and the honey was good, right? Gotta love being able to grow your own stuff and do your own thing, which was kind of always the way things were around Dad. He always grew tomatoes and potatoes and all the things that he loved. He started raising chickens so he could give brown eggs to my mother. My mother absolutely adores brown eggs. And so, you know, she, as is the case, you know, my dad basically would make sure that she had brown eggs available for her breakfast, which was always something fun. And, you know, we'd go out for dinner on a Sunday and you know, he'd send a dozen brown eggs back with us, which again was always fun, right? It was part of the summer in Indiana. I do miss those days. I do miss my dad. It's been 8 years now since he was gone. And I find I don't feel like crying quite as much, but I still miss him. I still find myself saying, you know, hey, you know, what would Dad do? How would Dad approach this? What would Dad see as the answer to this question, this problem that I'm facing? And so I do have that, you know, conversation every once in a while. I still talk to my mother, and you know, Mom is great, and I get, you know, the same advice from Mom I would have gotten from Dad, but there's something about Dad. Dad took over from my grandfather. My grandfather was the first person that kind of gave me that kind of advice, that kind of guidance, and I would go to him. And then when he passed away, my dad took over, and then when my dad passed away, my mom took over. And you know, it's not sexist or in any way. It's just, you know, it kind of a natural order for, you know, the way our family worked, and you know, it was what it was. However, you know, that said, Mom does a great job and fills in with a lot of wonderful advice, and you know, got chance to see her on vacation, which is always good. Haven't seen her in a couple of years because of COVID, so that was nice. That was a value proposition. I guess the last parts of today, you know, I'm kind of still trying to get my podcast organized, my hub pages and other places organized. I'm trying to figure out, you know, kind of where I want to be. So I've decided to go through, and as I said last podcast, I'm going to edit a bunch of my Hub Pages articles. I removed the two lowest scored ones, and just took them off the site completely. The rest of them I'm going to redo and rejigger and rewrite and rework, make them a little cleaner, make them a little easier to read, resubmit them, repost them, as it were, see if that kind of, you know, I don't know, that cleans it up a bit. And then the other thing I'm doing is I'm going through and getting rid of stuff. I'm slowly but surely getting rid of downsize. We've decided that a year from now we're going to move from our house in Germantown, Maryland. We love Germantown. This is not a knock on Germantown or Boyd's or any of that area, but you know, we've just decided that we want to downsize houses. You know, our kids are getting to that point where they're going to be ready to move on, move out, and move away. And so all of that kind of comes together with us getting a smaller house. Of course, we do have to have a large yard for dogs. We've been told that houses without yards should not be considered. The Labradors are very specific in what they do and don't want in a house of the future. A dog door is also critical. Anyway, kind of rolling into the month of August, thank you very much for listening. My name is Scott Anderson. You found my podcast.